And I'm Mike Thomas in for Frank Bonacquisti this morning.
The NTSB has released a preliminary report on last month's plane crash near Madras that killed an Idaho couple. Investigators say about an hour into the flight from Aurora, Oregon to Caldwell, Idaho, the small plane's speed slowed before suddenly losing altitude. Two witnesses reported seeing the plane descending in a spiraling motion. Another person reported rain in the area when they heard loud engine noise from an airplane. At the accident site, they found a portion of a static electrical wire near the right wing.
Oregon school districts can now apply for the Wireless Panic Alarm Grant. Bend State Representative Emerson Levy has been working on the alert system with her legislative bill known as Alyssa's Law.
What we're trying to do is build up a strong program that can last the test of time. So what we're doing now is the voluntary program opposed to a mandate, and we're going to learn from the schools who do it first. So the money is there.
She tells me the wireless alarm system is a phone app that can connect directly to 911 with an exact geolocation, and a school can also be geotagged. $2.5 million is available for the grant through the School Safety and Emergency Management Program. School districts will be reimbursed $2,000 per school in their district. Deschutes County's Wolf Depredation and Financial Compensation Program will get over $30,000 in state funding after county commissioners gave their approval to accept a grant. The money is about half of what was requested. Commissioner Phil Chang sits on the county's Wolf Committee. He told the board they were trying to get more funding in a package in the state legislature.
That gives me additional motivation to track that bill in the next legislative session and for us to weigh in on it so that we can do an even better job of compensating livestock producers in our community if they experience losses.
Most of this grant could go to a ranch near Sisters, where the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife has confirmed one wolf depredation.
Oregon's Court of Appeals has ruled the new gun law, Ballot Measure 114, will remain on hold during a court challenge. The state wanted the law put into effect while the challenge was underway, but the appeals court ruled that would change the status quo. A Harney County judge originally ruled the measure violates the Constitution, and the state has challenged that decision.
Oregon U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley says the Forest Service needs to find ways to permanently employ more firefighters.
Our wildfire fighters have been underpaid, and it's a very stressful job. Sometimes it's a seasonal job. We've been trying to establish a much higher pay floor and year-round work.
That would help retain firefighters. In the off-season, they could do prescribed burns and other wildfire mitigation projects. Merkley talked with U.S. Forest Chief Randy Moore about that and developing co-stewardship agreements with tribes, including the Klamath tribes.
The nearby U.S. Forest was part of the tribe's reservation before the tribe was terminated. So they're looking for a co-management agreement. I'm pushing to get that agreement done.
Merkley also talked with Moore about increasing production of mass timber and keeping a steady supply of logs headed to mills. COVID-19 vaccines are effective at protecting you from new strains of the virus, Brad Ford reports.
Oregon Health and Science University studied people receiving COVID vaccines. Dr. Marcel Kurland says new vaccines are giving people a broader immunity to new strains.
When you vaccinate somebody with this new reformulated vaccine, it boosts the immune responses not only to the new variants of COVID, but also to the old ones that we've had before. So there's a general boosting of all immune responses.
Kurland says if you get regular vaccines, your body will do a better job of fighting off the virus, even if it changes. Kurland says the most harmful form of the epidemic is receding.
COVID is now going to join the ranks of all the other kind of common endemic respiratory infections, which for most people result in mild illness, but can cause severe disease in folks who are predisposed.
Kurland says it is still COVID vaccines in the same way you should get vaccinated against flu. I'm Brad Ford.
Prineville Reservoir is near 100% capacity. Crooked River Basin Water Master Bill Nasham says it's been a good water year.
The storage accounts for Ochoa Irrigation District, North Unit Irrigation District are all going to be whole. We also have a full pot of water for the fish and wildlife.
Nation tells me there will be stronger flows in the Crooked River this summer, and it's helpful for next winter also. There's more water being let out of Bowman Dam to keep up with the increased snowmelt and new precipitation. This full reservoir is also good news for fishermen and other water recreation. Oregon State University has broken ground on an artificial intelligence center. Co-founder of NVIDIA, Jensen Huang, is a graduate from OSU and donated $50 million toward the project. He says artificial intelligence will make a dramatic difference in research.
Because of artificial intelligence readily available to them, we have leveled the playing field. And so I think this is probably one of the greatest achievements.
NVIDIA processors are designed for use in AI computers, and when the facility is complete, it'll be one of the fastest AI computers in academia. Huang says AI will be beneficial in a variety of fields.
Maybe for the very first time, computer technology can really be applied to some of the really impactful fields of environmental sciences, which historically hasn't benefited from a whole lot of computer scientists.
The Huang Collaborative Innovation Complex at OSU will be 150,000 square feet and cost $213 million. It'll be finished in 2026.
The littlest member of the Oregon Zoo's orangutan family celebrated a big birthday. Baby Jolene turned 2 years old Saturday. Zookeepers say the baby orangutan is playful, curious, and loves to try new things. Her personality is developing, and she's practicing her climbing and swinging skills, all under the watchful eye of her mother, Kitra. Orangutans are critically endangered, mainly because of habitat loss.